Wicked, the huge phenomenon and Broadway hit, is at the Hippodrome Theater here in Baltimore. It's here for the third time in the last few years, and Jaywin Russick, our theater critic, has been to see it to check it out. How are you doing, Judy?
I'm fine, Tom. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks. So this is really an amazing thing. I mean, that it's been so strong on Broadway. It had all these touring productions for many years, and so the touring production of it now is back here in Baltimore, as I said, the third time in the last several years. What makes this thing so successful?
Well, Tom, it's a very slick show with a very strong adventure plot. It's a Wizard of Oz spinoff. It's based on Gregory Maguire's novel. It has a lot of character development. It has good, catchy songs by Stephen Schwartz. But it also has identified a target audience, girls and young women, that keeps regenerating itself. I believe your daughter Miranda first saw this show when she was part of that target audience. I attended it yesterday with two members of that audience, my seventh grade niece Rachel and her classmate Michelle. And teenage girls identify with the main characters. They're college roommates. One is immensely popular. The other is an outcast. Both have a crush on the same boy. There's even a makeover scene. The lead producer, as I'm sure you know, is native Baltimorean Mark Platt, and his career includes...
He's a Pikesville guy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, Pikesville High School grad. And he was president of Universal Pictures, and he knows how to reach a mass audience. Wicked has now been seen by 47 million people. And now Mark Platt is going to make it into a movie musical, expected to be out in about 2 years, so it will create an even bigger audience. And also, Tom, the show, while you're watching it, creates a built-in sense of anticipation and excitement. And I brought a sample song, The Arrival in the Emerald City, that captures that excitement.
One Short Day from Wicked, and that's the touring production recording. Is there something about Wicked's themes that resonate with these audiences? You talk about young girls and, you know, two kids liking the same boy and one popular and one not. I mean, I think that song Popular is a terrific piece.
Oh, yeah.
I think that song I'm Not That Girl from Wicked. I think Wicked's a great show. But this is really a show that people see more than once. I mean, my daughter has probably seen it three times, speaking of the target audience, yeah.
Well, Winnie Holtzman, who wrote the script, in my mind, improved on Gregory Maguire's novel. She streamlined the plots and the language, and she added some background on the iconic Wizard of Oz figures, how the Tin Man came to be made out of tin, why the lion is cowardly. And like Maguire's novel, the musical focuses on these two witches, Glinda the Good, and particularly the Wicked Witch of the West, who's called Elphaba. You find out why she became wicked. In a broad thematic sense, it expands on the themes from The Wizard of Oz, which certainly is one of the great classics. You have good versus evil. You have appearances can be deceiving, feminism. And the musical even adds a greater emphasis on friendship as well as tolerance. There's a bit of an anti-bullying theme, and there's romance in Wicked. So it resonates on lots of levels.
Mm-hmm. And it is great music. Steve Schwartz, you know, composer of Godspell and Pippin and other shows, but I think this may be his strongest show
ever. Oh, I agree with
you. I think it's a terrific score. How does this particular touring company at the Hippodrome compare to some of the others you've seen?
This company is absolutely Broadway caliber, especially Carrie St. Louis, who plays Glinda. She has a powerful soprano. She has that cheerleader personality, but with a bit of edge. And I really hope she gets to do it on Broadway. The TV star John Davidson is playing the wizard in this production, and he has a real showman quality, not quite a commanding voice at this point. The actress who plays Elphaba, Alyssa Fox, I found a bit lackluster in the acting department, but she's very strong in Elphaba's big signature numbers, Defying Gravity and No Good Deed. And it's a huge production. The stage is topped by this gigantic time dragon clock. It's this mechanical dragon with glowing red eyes, and it spews smoke. And like that contraption, Wicked is a big Broadway machine. It's well-oiled, and frankly, it's a juggernaut. And also, I should say, this is not one of those touring productions where the program says direction and choreography recreated by. This is the real thing. You're seeing director Joe Mantello's Broadway production on tour. My niece Rachel was particularly taken with the choreography, which is by Wayne Cilento, and she especially liked the upbeat number in the first act, Dancing Through Life.
Dancing Through Life. Music from the touring production of Wicked playing at the Hippodrome Theater. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Tom.
Wicked is at the Hippodrome Theater through April 26. We've got information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Stick around after the news. We're going to check in on sports with Mark Hyman.